You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with the fear of the Lord.
So I made up my mind, I want to please God. Are you with me here? Let me move on and get to what I want to talk about today. Because I want to give you three reasons why people don't walk in the fear of God. This reverence and honor and respect and consciousness that we ought to have for God. Number one, because we fear people more. Sometimes people don't fear the Lord, walk in honor, respect, and please God because they fear people more. Because they respect people more. Because they're concerned more about people's opinion than God's opinion. You know, I often say this, that the road to heaven or hell is single file. Let me say that again. The road to heaven or hell is single file. You know, I'll go to make an altar call at the end of the service. And it may happen in this service. And I ask people to bow your heads and close your eyes. The reason why I ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes, that don't make you spiritual. Okay? The reason why I ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes, because I want you to take personal inventory, think about yourself and what God's speaking to you through what I'm saying without being conscious of what other people are or are not doing. And so people get distracted when they look at other people. And every now and then while I'm standing here making an altar call, I'll see somebody who may want to come to be saved, rededicate, receive the Holy Spirit, even join the church. And they're talking to their friend or their husband or their wife or their boyfriend or girlfriend or side chick. Oh, they all come to church. Y'all don't know they all come to church. And saying, do you want to go? And they will make a decision to go or not go based upon somebody else. And I'll see them do this. And I'll always say to them, I say, the road to heaven or hell is a single file. You got to go by yourself. You're going to make a decision by yourself without regard to other people. You got to make up your mind. Listen to me. I'm going to please God even if my husband's not pleasing God. Now, every now and then, I know I risk going here because, see, I live this life. I realize, and I say it kind of comically, but I do understand. I understand that family is so close-knit here in South Carolina. Amen. Okay? And I know even right now, some of y'all saying, don't we talk about my family. You ready to fight right now? Some of y'all get ready to pull a blade out. I will cut you. Don't you say nothing about my family. Okay? But see, I guess I had to make a decision very early. I was either going to follow the path of my family or follow God's path for my life. In my case, that meant leaving a church that was not just traditional in that sense, but didn't even teach salvation. The pastor of that church that I grew up in said, ain't nobody saved. Everybody's sinners. Well, glory to God. Well, if everybody's sinners, well, let's all just go to hell. No, that ain't true. I had to left there. I had to left. Left means you're gone before you leave. I said, this is crazy. Okay? And my family didn't understand God's calling me to something different. God's called me to a different kind of life. It wasn't I thought I was better than that. No, I realized God got more for me than this. Can I tell you, I would not be where I am now if I was concerned about my family? And I had to take the persecution of being more connected to Bishop and Mother Bailey than I was to my siblings. There was some persecution. I had to go through that. So God prepared me for persecution early on. And so, but I realize if one of y'all get offended with me in this section over here and your family members over here, you can love me, but if your family member get offended and said I ain't coming back, y'all probably going with them. I recognize this today. But at some point, you got to know God's plans for your life. Now, I'm very serious about this. At some point, you got to know what God's called you to do. Come on, can I tell you something? Some of you say that you are solitaire in your family, but you're not willing to be different. If you're going to be a solitaire, you're going to have to be different. If you're going to be the solitaire, that bright one, that lead the others out who are in chains, then you're going to have to go places that they don't understand where you're going. If you're going to be that Joseph, you might have to be separated for a while until God puts you in a position to bring the rest of them out. I don't always understand this, but I have to understand. Because people, a lot of people, it don't matter what God says. It's what your family say. It's what your family doing. The road to heaven or hell is single file. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to please God, even if I displease family. God has a path for my life that other folks may not understand. That don't mean you throw it up in their face all the time. Amen. Just go live your life. Do what God told you to do. And that don't mean you totally cut yourself off from them, but there's certain things that's off limit. We ain't talking about that. Because you don't agree, you don't see, and I know what God's shown me. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm headed. I know where God's connected me. Everybody say, I got to please God more than I please people. Look at Exodus 32. Exodus 32, Moses is up in the mountain getting God's commandments. You ever see the commandments years ago? The finger of God is sending thunder, writing on the tablets of stone. He's giving 10, and he's fellowshipping with God in the mountain. And then while God's talking to Moses, the people are down in the camp acting like a fool. Okay? They were cutting themselves. The implication, if you really study the scripture, they having orgies. They acting crazy. Losing their mind while Moses is up talking to God. So Exodus 32, verse 1, it says, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron. Can I tell you who Aaron was? Aaron was the assistant pastor, y'all. So the senior pastor up talking to the Lord, and the assistant pastor just supposed to just keep everything going while the senior pastor up talking to the Lord. And the people gathered themselves unto Aaron and said to him, up, make us gods which shall be before us. This ain't the God that brought us out of Egypt, the God that slayed all the firstborn of Egypt, the God who put the blood over the door, told us to put the door to blood post so our children could be spared, the God who drowned all of our enemies in the Red Sea and brought us across the Red Sea, the God who's leading us by a fiery cloud by night and a pillary cloud by day, he's not a good enough for us. Make us God which shall go before us. He said, for after this Moses, now they're disrespecting Moses. He ain't man of God Moses. He ain't prophet Moses. He ain't even minister Moses. He's now this Moses. As for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become. We don't know what has happened to him. Verse 2. And Aaron said unto them, this bothers me. Aaron didn't say, hold up, y'all. Let's just wait on the man of God. I'm sure God's talking to him. He'll be here in a minute. I mean, this is God's man. God didn't bring us this far to leave us now. He didn't say none of that. He gave in to they say that teenagers suffer from, peer pressure. Can I ask you, at what point do you stop giving in to peer pressure when you're 45? I'll let you use the peer pressure thing when you're 16 and 17, maybe even up until your college days. Okay, and the reason why I say up to your college days, because I watch all of my children notice this. They notice as they, right after college, they you started seeing a difference in people's lives and where they're headed. It was cool when y'all you hang together. And then when you get through college, you realize, okay, my life is in this trajectory. This is what that, oh man, that one now, he is grinding. He's in jail. They got 3 kids. Come on, some of y'all know what I'm talking about, and they ain't married. You start saying, you ain't seeing that while you're all in it. Until you get older, you start seeing some differences based upon decisions. At what point will you start making your own decision rather than giving in to peer pressure concerning what your other 35-year-old friend think about you? Hunt your neighbor and say, you're too old for peer pressure. At some point, you got to make up your mind about what's right, what's wrong. Everybody may not agree. So Aaron said, break off your golden earrings, which are in your ears, of your wives and your sons and your daughters, the stuff that they got from the Egyptians that God would tell them later they needed to build the tabernacle. He said, break them off. Break off your earrings from your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people started to break off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them to Aaron. Verse 4, look, and he received them of their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool. So Aaron had some calf building skills. Aaron had some guts. He took them and he probably had to mold them and burn them and all that. And he had a tool and he started making his golden calf. He said, and fastened it with the graven tool. And after he made it, who made it? He is Aaron, right? He made it into a golden calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Wait, I almost cussed right there. But y'all know that. How he's going to be there? In Jesus' name. I said almost, but I fear the Lord. How the heck these going to be the gods that brought them out of the land of Egypt? Those gods didn't even exist. How are these going to be the gods which brought thee up out the land? Have you lost your mind? Look back where God brought you from. How are you going to start serving a different God now? I'm talking about this new God that I came up with is the one. No. It was Jehovah God, the God who existed, the self-existent one, the creator of the universe. How these new gods won't be your God? Oh, come on now. You get some revelation about some rock, and now you're talking about I'm a spiritualist. How is this rock going to be your God now? So God tells Moses all this going on. God says, Moses getting revelation from God. Moses fell asleep. God said, okay, hold on, Moses. It's we got to stop talking. Go on down because the people have lost their mind. They acting like fools down there. Okay? While a man of God should have been hearing from God, he got to go deal with some foolishness. I said, while a man of God should be hearing with God, he got to deal with some foolishness because we got people in the church who don't fear the Lord. Verse 21. And Moses said to Aaron, what did this people unto thee? At some point, you got to set responsibility when you're in leadership. He didn't say, what did the people do? What they do to you? How much money did they give you? Have you lost your mind? How do you let the people convince you to do this? What did this people unto thee that you have brought so great sin upon them? Now, listen to Aaron's story, y'all. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Now, my Lord here, he's talking about Moses, one in authority. He said, don't calm down, Pat. Chill out. Don't be so upset. Don't let the people make you cuss. Let not the anger of the Lord wax hot. You see, you know these people? That these people just set on mischief. You know these folks, they just won't do right. You know, folks don't want to hear the word today. You know, everybody's just rebellious today. Verse 23, for they said unto me, make us God which shall go before us. Now listen to this. And they said, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. Verse 24, so I said, whoever have any gold, let him break it off. Look at this. So they gave it to me. I cast into the fire and out came this calf. Y'all see that? He left off the part that he chiseled it, that he had to mold it. And his revelation God gave me on that. Sometimes we say we fell into sin. We left off the part that we chiseled in sin. There were some steps before you got here. There were some steps. You didn't just slip and get pregnant. You were just doing Netflix and chill. That turned out to be Netflix and sin. Don't y'all get mad at me because I preach the truth to y'all. Yeah, see, there was a call that was made. There's a DM that was made. A direct message. You sent something to somebody's inbox with your married self. No. You were planning this. There's steps to this. You were chiseling this gold calf. You didn't throw in the fire, all of a sudden came out sin. No, there were steps to this. And see, that's what the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, you never have to end up in a place you shouldn't be if you let the Lord order your steps. If you order your steps, then he will lead you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Ask your neighbor, does God order your steps? that all of a sudden the calf came out. No, you chisel this thing. It took some time to form this God. It took some time to develop this kind of attitude. It didn't happen all at once. Mother Betty used to always say this all the time. Nobody backslides all of a sudden. Backsliding always happens in degrees. You don't just leave church today after shouting and running around the church. Say, man, I'm going to go and take a line of coke. That ain't how that happens. What happens is you get mad because you hear preaching like I'm here right now. And you say, I ain't coming back next Sunday. When I get over it, I'll be back. And because you don't come next Sunday, the devil starts talking to you about this and about this. You say, I'm going to go Wednesday. And then you don't go Wednesday. And then you don't go Sunday and Wednesday. And you get calls on Sunday and Wednesday that you wouldn't regularly get on Sunday and Wednesday because you would regularly be in church. And I get that call. But these other people who don't go to church on Sunday, they now call you and invite you to go do something. And you say, all right, I'm doing, but I'm coming back early. And then one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. And then you went, how did I end up here? It didn't happen all of a sudden. There's steps. Can I tell you? It starts with you saying, this is okay. It ain't that bad. Nothing really going to happen. How did Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve, they didn't just walk up to the tree and say, give me this fruit. No, there was a conversation. There was some seduction. Did God say, you're going to die? You're going to surely die. God knows when you're going to make it. They started, come on. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It started with thoughts in your mind. Starts with thoughts in your mind. Starts with thoughts in your mind. Everything, even what we call involuntary reactions, it's a thought. When I just did like that, as quick as I may be doing that, there's a thought that goes from my brain down to the nerves that are in my leg and to tell the muscles to now to do this. It happens so quick, but there's thoughts. Oh, my God. That's why you got to be so careful about your thought life. See, a lot of stuff, oh, Jesus, there's so much stuff we don't do. We just play with it in our minds. But everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. Come on. Those of us, and I've had to do it myself, and you all have to judge your thoughts. Okay. The rest of y'all, I'm going to make an altar call in a moment. Let's try it again. Any of y'all ever have to judge your thoughts? I preach this word. I know how I'm supposed to think. I know how I'm supposed to act. I judge myself because the Bible said we won't judge yourself. If we judge ourselves, we won't be judged with the world. And I'll get on social media, and can I tell you this? There are folks I have blocked, and I've stopped watching and stopped following. They didn't do nothing wrong to me. I just got wrong thoughts when I see them. I'm talking about other preachers who ain't done nothing to me. I see, man, his crowd was how much? How many people? This thought comes, he ain't as known as you. Oh, come on now. How did he get? And what's that? That's a jealousy thought. Come on, that's all it is. You tell me, no, it's a jealousy thought. I'm not supposed to have jealousy thought. So I got to judge that. Okay. If they're going to stimulate those kind of thoughts, I don't need to be looking at them or following them or trolling them. All you internet trolls up in here. Everything starts with a thought. So what happened? The real deal, y'all, was that, I'm out of time. The real deal was that Aaron valued what the people thought of him more than what God thought about him. How many decisions have you made just because you're concerned about what people think about you? How about this one? I don't want them to think I'm that deep. Rather making decisions for yourself, saying, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want them to think that I'm judging them. I ain't judging them. I'm judging me. You can go ahead and do that. I can't do that. There came a time where Joshua said, y'all can do what you want to do. Now, you can choose who you want to serve. But as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Now, y'all can serve these other gods and do what you want to do. I'm going to walk in the fear of the Lord. I haven't gotten to this yet, but the fear of the Lord is a decision. It's a decision. It ain't a feeling. It's a decision. As a matter of fact, it's such a decision, you got to disregard your feelings. Because sometimes you feel like cutting somebody. Right in this section. Sometimes you feel like cussing somebody out. Because as my Aunt Dottie used to say, that heifer need to be told. Are y'all hearing me here? Yeah, and they could, in the natural, they could deserve it. Y'all remember, okay, let me see. The family that prays. Tyler prayed, family prays, right? Okay. So the wife is having an affair with a boss, right? And she's been dissing her husband the whole time. You ain't a man. You'll never be him. Y'all remember that? Okay. And she told him, and then he'd been raising the baby. How old is the child? Like 5 now. Then he found that the child ain't his. He said, that ain't your baby anyway. Y'all remember all this? She'd been dissing him, and now she gave him the ultimate disrespect. Okay. And if you was at the movie theater and saw it, and he took her, he said, and slapped her across the room. Everybody went, yeah. Y'all know a man ain't supposed to hit a woman, right? Come on, but under the circumstances. Come on. Anybody, you just felt like slapping somebody under the circumstances. That's your flesh. Under the circumstances, he deserved to be slapped. No, a man ain't got no business slapping a woman across the room like that. He had every reason to leave, but come on now, we can't justify you. Am I right? Yeah. But under the circumstances, it looked like the right thing to do. Can I tell you, don't get so under your circumstances that you violate the word. There have been people, okay. Oh, I'm going to go deep here. But the only reason why I messed around, because she ain't giving it to me like she used to. Oh, the Bible said, thou shalt not commit adultery except if she ain't frequent. Come on, talk to me now. Thou shalt not fornicate unless your husband left you for another woman. Y'all quiet on me up in here. At some point, I really got to make a decision. It ain't about them. I'm not telling you all this is easy. But what I'm telling you, this is what the fear of the Lord will require of you. There have been times I got mad. I'm like, Lord, you know, I just feel like God has certain requirements. I think he has of others. I'm just more conscious of it. God got certain requirements of me that he just won't, you know. And I say, Lord, they ain't doing that. You know, I'm trying to build a church, right? I need to build another church, okay? This church tithes, sends out from us at least $500,000 a year to other ministries. Most pastors ain't doing that. Sometimes I go to write that check, I'm like, God, they got a big church. They don't tie nobody else, Jesus. But I know what God requires of me. I know I've gotten this far because I do that. I didn't get to my other points, but one of the other reasons why we stop fearing God, we forget what God's done for us. You can't ever forget. Everything you got came from God. I know you got it going on now, glory to God. Like I said, I got so many pairs of shoes right now, I forget what shoes I have. Okay? I'll go to open a box. I'm like, man, I bought those. And the reason I realized I bought those, because they look just like the other ones. And I liked them twice. Okay? But there was a time, y'all, now I get up here preaching, and I may preach, I raise them. There was a time I couldn't do that, because I was preaching with holes in my shoe. And cardboard in them.
When we have reverential fear of God, we'll do right because it's right. We shouldn't fear God because of punishment, but because we love Him and want to abide by His principles. Dr. Herbert Bailey calls us back to a place of respect and fear of the Lord. Order this powerful message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for The Fear of the Lord.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.